at the end of the day, the world that I am familiar with is 0 to 3, 3 to 1, 1 to 3, and 3+. So we do believe that the blueprint changes. The thing that a business owner is doing at 2 million is not the same thing somebody's doing at 200,000. I mean, truthfully, we talk about being going from rainmaker to architect, but really that first 300,000 to 400,000, 500,000, you are the rainmaker of the business. We just believe at some point it's got to change. And that line of demarcation is probably in the $500,000 range. You really got to shift from being rainmaker to become the architect of your business.
What if you could step out of the day-to-day and see your business from a whole new perspective? Welcome to Above the Business, where we empower you to rise above the daily grind and embrace a higher way of business ownership. Get ready to build your business by design.
As many of you know, my favorite business book of all time is The Road Less Stupid by Keith Cunningham. And it's in there that he has a chapter that's called The Bathrobe Theory of Business. And it's this idea that one size just doesn't fit all. But I want to give you an example of this. So if one size doesn't fit all, how do we then learn from other businesses that are maybe ahead of us? I completely agree that one size does not fit all. As a matter of fact, we specifically believe that every small business should carry and have a business blueprint. And we think about it in 4 different stages. Stage number 1 is 0 to about 300,000. It's that initial launch. It's getting to about $25,000 in revenue. Stage number 2 is a big one, and it's really tough. That's 300,000 to a million. I call that the growth stage, or the build stage. You're not scaling yet, but you are building. You're building 2 things primarily. You're building systems, and you're building and developing people. Stage number 3 happens when you cross a million and you're on your way from a million to 3. That's what I think is the acceleration stage. Things begin to really accelerate. There's enough fuel in the tank, so to speak, to be able to do it. You have a big enough team to be able to do it. There's some compounding interest that begins to happen. And then stage number 4 is 3 million plus. Now look, for those of you that have much bigger businesses, yes, there are stages beyond that. 10 million to 30 million. 30 million to 50 million, 50 million to 100 million. Sure, great. Not a world that I'm familiar with. But at the end of the day, the world that I am familiar with is 0 to 3, 3 to 1, 1 to 3, and 3+. So we do believe that the blueprint changes. The thing that a business owner is doing at 2 million is not the same thing somebody's doing at 200,000. They're just not. There's maybe some things that can be similar, but they're just not even close to the same scale. You don't have the same size number of team members, your marketing budget's not the same, your role in the company is not the same. I mean, truthfully, we talk about being going from rainmaker to architect, but really that first 300,000 to 400,000, 500,000, you are the rainmaker of the business. We just believe at some point it's got to change. And that line of demarcation is probably in the $500,000 range. You really got to shift from being rainmaker to become the architect of your business. And that's what we would love to be able to do, is help people to, number 1, start thinking that way, and then number 2, become the actual architect of their business. But that being said, there are times that it is so valuable to be able to learn from other businesses. So recently, one of my business partners and I had a conversation with another exterior remodeling company that has many different locations in some really big cities: Phoenix, Denver, Los Angeles, and they're expanding into some other cities in the West Coast as well. This company combined revenue across those different locations is over $100 million. And what we did is we got on the phone with a business partner, was able to connect with the owner, who then put him in touch with one of his key men in the business. And his name is Isaac. And Isaac was sharing with us the things that they do from a field marketing perspective. One of the ways that they've been able to grow that business is not through just digital means, although they do that, absolutely. They do run Google PPC campaigns. They really work on their SEO. The number of Google reviews they have is unbelievable, in the thousands of Google reviews, and they're great. And so that naturally is bringing a lot of business, but they're a very similar company to us, and at least in terms of what they do, the products that they sell. But in size, they're 30 times bigger than what we are at the current point. And so you may say, well, Bradley, I thought you mentioned it's always good to kind of be around those other businesses that are a few steps ahead of you. And yes, that's absolutely the case. So if one size doesn't fit all, it's important to maybe have inspiration from a company like that about what they're doing. Why would you jump on the phone and talk to them about their field marketing strategies? Here's why. A couple things. Number one, it doesn't mean that we're going to take their field marketing playbook, so to speak, and try to just go and implement it directly into our business. But they do have, and they were able to share with us some things, some specifics, some things that they have learned along the way. These things work. These things don't work. How many people do you actually have at one of these local events? What are the giveaways that you guys have? What's the call to action? How do you follow up with people? Are you getting leads? Or are you setting appointments? Are you trying to do a combination of the two? Those are a lot of questions that we had ahead of this call. So they had really convinced us and understood like the thing that they did to grow that business to where it is field marketing. And I wanted access to that playbook. And so we jumped on a call. The other thing is that was very fascinating is when they decide to go into a new market, a market that they've never been in, the way that they start and they expand in that market is they start with one person and they build it from the ground up with field marketing. Well, that's a lot similar, more similar to where we are in that business than at a huge conglomerate, one location doing 50 million. And so we kind of bypassed some of the things and the level of scale that they have that they can do. And we pulled out some of the principles, some of the lessons, some of the things that are applicable at our size and at their size. Now, those things became valuable. Are we going to be able to execute at the exact same level that they're executing on? Not at all. Was an inspiration to us? Yeah, sure, it was. But it also gave us some real good tangible specifics, some mistakes that they had made along the way, so we don't have to make some of those mistakes. We can bypass a lot of that learning and pain, and even, quite frankly, maybe some of the money, and we're able to bypass all of that because they have gone before us. Does that mean that we're going to take their bathrobe and try to use it as a one-size-fits-all for us? Not at all. We're not. So whenever you're around other people, maybe that are doing significantly bigger than what you are, let's say you're at $500,000. It's you and four team members on your staff. You've got two sales and two service team members. Is it helpful to be around a business owner that's doing $3 million? I do think so. Yes. Does that mean you're going to take their exact strategies, their blueprint, so to speak, and go and pull that and implement it directly into your business? No, I don't think so. We're not asking you to go get that exact thing and go try to fit it in, kind of square peg round hole. But you can pull the principles. You can pull the elements of it that make sense at no matter what scale it is. Also, last thing, it's not just always what somebody is doing now. It's what they did to get there. And that's one of the biggest questions that we asked. Isaac, you guys are doing this now at an unprecedented scale. We cannot replicate that. But what are the things that you guys have done to be able to get to this point? What did it look like when it was at 5 million? What did it look like at 10 million? I see what it looks like now, and it's impressive. But what was it like in those early days? And that's why he was able to share with us, well, we actually run the same playbook whenever we go into a new market. We're executing just like we're almost a startup. And that gave us some details and nuance that we really ultimately needed. I would encourage you to do the same thing. Get yourself around other small business owners. Indeed, get yourself around business owners your size so you can compare and contrast notes, have a peer community. Number two, get yourself around some people that are a few steps ahead of you, but somewhat still reachable. Maybe if you're at 750, get around a business owner at 1.5, 2 million. They are not too far ahead. And then get yourself around a handful of other business owners that are doing way more, maybe 10 million or more, because they can give you some perspective. They can help you get above the business in a way that otherwise maybe somebody else would not. So One size does not indeed fit all, but you can pull elements to be able to put into your business. Hope this served you. Oh, and by the way, last thing, if you would love to create a plan that fits your business for the upcoming quarter, go to blueprintos.com/assets, and you can register for my totally free quarterly workshop. We're going to get a plan for going into the next quarter. We'll look back on the previous quarter, plan for the next quarter, and put a plan together that is specifically for your business. blueprintos.com/assets. All right, everyone, until next time, lead well and go be great.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Are you struggling to turn clicks into clients and grow your business with confidence? Well, DirectClicks has helped over 1,000 businesses increase their lead volume by an average of 300%. Built by business owners for business owners, DirectClicks specializes in custom marketing solutions that deliver real results. From paid search campaigns and performance max to SEO and social media management, they provide the comprehensive digital marketing your business needs to grow. Here's an exclusive offer for our listeners to the Above the Business podcast. If you visit directclicksinc.com/above the business, you'll get a free marketing campaign audit. They'll assess your website, social media, SEO, content, and paid advertising. Then they'll provide actionable recommendations. Plus, when you choose to partner with them, they'll waive all your setup fees. Don't miss this opportunity to grow your business with proven marketing strategies with DirectClicks. directclicksinc.com/above the business.
You know how important it is to develop yourself and to develop your team. Well, if you're going to do that, you want to do it with the best. Work with Coach P Consulting to learn and implement the same strategies that he used to sell over 700 life policies in 2021 alone. You'll get personalized coaching 2 times a week and an in-depth look at how his office is run, and Coach P will train your team alongside his own. Get your first month free when you mention the Club Capital Leadership Podcast during signup. Visit coachpconsulting.com to get started.